every man of God should be equipped with the healing power of Jesus. Because it's in this book. And if there's a problem, we ought to come down and say, Pastor, I have a problem. You know, I'm not feeling well. I did go to the doctor, and he says I have this or this, or they want to do all these tests, and before I spend all this money for all these tests and all these injections and all this junk they want to put in my body, I just believe I'll just let Jesus do it for free, and then I don't have to worry about what he put in me, because I know whatever he puts in me, it's going to fix me. Why do we not do that? The promises are here, just like it says. If two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Almost nobody uses these promises. Well, first of all, you got to know they're in there. And if you don't know they're in there, you can't use something by faith you don't know is in God's word. He's a faith God. You got to know these promises are in his word. And then number two is, let's say you're sleeping around, say you're a young man and your desires run wild, and so you want to go out with the boys and they want you to drink tonight. Oh, you'll have a few beers or a little wine, you know. Oh, so you wind up getting drunk and do something stupid, or you go out and drive too fast and get stopped, and since you're intoxicated, they put you in jail for the night. Do you think people do those kind of things are going to make these things work for them? Somebody's going to say, well, you know, why don't you just ask God, two of you to agree, he'll get you out of jail. Well, you didn't read the scripture very good. That's why you're in jail, because you didn't obey the scripture. So when you're living like that, living in sin, or you see, especially young men and young women today, you know, this sexual thing that we've got. I mean, there's so many young men and young women involved in sex outside of marriage. And they wonder why they can't get their prayers answered. Or you can see a man and a wife. You know, a man and a wife, you see that the man is not the loving, kind thing that he's supposed to be. He's not loving that sweet wife of his that God gave him. He's not loving her like Christ loved the church. He's taking her for granted. Now, I know no man would ever do that to his wife, would they? They will, won't they? Sure, they will. Most men do that. It's real easy to do that. And if we're not loving them like Christ loved the church, the scripture says your prayers will not be answered. So why do you think so many men don't get their prayers answered? Because you're not loving your wife like Christ loved the church. So God says, I'm the one that answers prayer. So if you don't do what I say, then I'm not going to answer your prayer. He give us a rule book. And all we got to do is read it. Now then, on this unforgiveness, he says, if we ask anything, if we're walking obedient to his word. In fact, I'll just tell you, I have used that verse so many times. I couldn't even tell you how many times I've used Matthew 18:19 to see God do awesome, awesome healings and miracles for people. I mean, I've used it hundreds and hundreds of times, and it's worked for me. It works. But let's go on down. He says, where two or three are gathered together because they are mine, I am there among them. So there is a whole bunch more than two or three of us in this room today. So, and we're all gathered here in the name of our King Jesus. So guess who's here with us today? The King. He's walking right up and down these aisles right here looking at his little children. He knows everything's going on in this place. He's the one that's going to be here, that he's going to touch your heart. Whatever, that's just like right over here where C.E.'s sitting. There was a woman sitting over there, or two or three, four healing schools back, and I was talking about the pain and stuff and the breast cancers and all these kind of things that comes upon women because they have unforgiveness but toward either a female member or whatever. And as I was talking about that, she had an excruciating pain in her left shoulder, down in her left breast. And she said, oh my goodness, what he's talking about, unforgiveness. She said, I have unforgiveness towards my sister-in-law. So, I mean, she's not voicing this. She takes a piece of paper out of her notebook and writes, I so-and-so, promise you God, I will forgive my sister-in-law and I will love her from this day forward forever in Jesus' name. Signed, when she put her name down, she screamed right in the service. You were here, weren't you? Yeah, you were sitting right over. You remember that, don't you? Yep. And she screamed. I walked her. I said, ma'am, are you okay? Something wrong? She said, no, I had this excruciating pain in my shoulder, in my breast. And said, when you told that story, I thought, that's me. I have that unforgiveness. And she said, I just wrote this note. She handed me the note and said, I promised to forgive my sister-in-law and love her. And the minute I signed my name, the pain went away. I was instantly healed. I mean, isn't God good? Yeah, you was that right beside her. In fact, well, is she your sister?
No, she's a friend of mine.
Just a friend of yours. Okay. Yeah, this gentleman sitting over in the pink shirt, he was sitting right beside her. He's the one brought her, I think. It's a friend of his, and she was the one that was healed. Isn't it wonderful what God does for his people? Yeah. Now, he wants to do these wonderful things for his people, but I never got to see anything like that when I was in church. You know, I mean, normally, the church I went to all those years, I didn't get to see God do any of those things. So what's wrong? Something's wrong. You know, we're either not teaching it right or something. Something's wrong. We ought to be seeing the King do great and wonderful things. You know, the young people today, I mean, they ought to be seeing a demonstration of the Spirit's power in church. They ought to see people get prayed for. We ought to be able to see miracles. I mean, you know, whenever I prayed for Johnny Brumfield down there in Louisiana that night, when the Holy Ghost come upon me, I mean, I'd been teaching about this unforgiveness stuff, which what we're in right now. We're going to continue on in this unforgiveness. And there was a little woman down there. See, I've talked about sin and sickness are directly related. In other words, without sin, there is no sickness. But people just don't understand that. But I'll show you many, many places in God's Word today that when we sin, we open the door to the enemy, and that causes sickness to come upon us. But anyway, when I was teaching that, there was a little lady down there that if you'd ask her, I mean, this little woman, she was a great woman of God. She was raised in a Christian home. But the thing I didn't know, her daddy had abused her a whole lot as a little girl. Oh, how sick. And he was I don't remember what church. He was a deacon in his church. But he's abusing his daughter at home. But he's a deacon in the church. Now, guess who knew that? God was there, and he knew what was going on every time he abused her. God was there and he knew what was going on. But she held a grudge against her daddy. Now, she never told nobody. Nobody. So as she left home, got married, and went out, and she was a great woman of God. She went to church, but she was sick. She had surgeries, many. She was always having something wrong with her. Then she has children, and then she has grandchildren. Now then, if you'd ask one of her children, what is about mama? What do you think about mama? Is mama a good woman? Oh, my mama's the best woman. She takes us to church. She never used a word of profanity. She walks in love. But your mama's sick. She's been in and out of the hospital. She's had surgery. Do you think that sin could be directly related to her? Oh, no, don't you talk about my mama being no sinner. My mama ain't no sinner. She's the best woman on the earth. But see, who alone knows what's in your heart? Only God. The children did not know that she was abused. Her grandchildren didn't know she was abused. And so nobody knew that she had this terrible unforgiveness toward her daddy. Nobody but her and God. But she'd been sick. Well, when she came down to me, when I taught on this, that woman jumped out of the back, come running right down here. And I said, yes, ma'am. Her name was Norma Garcia. I didn't know her. I said, how can I help you, ma'am? And she was shaking like this. I mean, just bad. She said, I have Parkinson's and lupus. Both of them's going to kill you. I reached up and laid my hand on her shoulder. I said, in the name of Jesus. And that's all I got out. Now, this woman was a great woman of God. She did train her children right. She did teach her grandchildren right. Did God love this woman? Yeah. Oh, yes. Was she a good woman? Yes, very good woman. But did she have a sin in her life? Yes, unforgiveness. And had that unforgiveness sent the devil upon her to put all this? Yes. And whenever she repented back there. When she got right here, I just touched her in the name of Jesus. And instantly the shaking stopped and the woman was completely healed of everything. I thought, wow. I thought, man, the gift of miracles just come upon me. I mean, I didn't know what was going on, but sitting right over here was a man that was that brought in a wheelchair, and he had steel from here to his ankles, and his legs were sticking straight out on the floor. And I run over to him, and I said, "Sir, what's wrong with you?" He said, "21 months ago, a big tree, this big, fell over on a tractor I was driving and crushed my legs." He said, "Took them an hour and a half to cut me out from under there. They care flighted me on a helicopter over to Shreveport, Louisiana. I was in ICU for 30 days. They'd done all kinds of surgery and put pins and screws and everything in my legs. But the doctor says, I'll never walk again." I said, "But Jesus says." Isn't that something? Now I want Dave to go. We'll come back to this scripture in Matthew 18 in just a minute. But I want to go to John 14, 13, and 14. And I want you to see what Jesus said. Now, this is for his obedient children. This is not for the disobedient children. This is for those that believe. This is for the ones that love him, that worship him, and do what he says. "You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name and I will do it." Is that a pretty awesome statement? What can you do with a statement like that? Oh, anything. That's right. So I knelt down here in front of this man and I looked at this man's eye. I said, "Sir, it's written." And I quoted that verse. I said, "Do you believe that?" He said, "Sir, I'm a Southern Baptist. And if it's written in that book, I believe it." I said, "That's the kind of faith our King's looking for." So I laid my hands on him two knees and prayed a real long prayer. "Father, in the name of Jesus, according to John 14, 13, give this man two new legs." I said, "Thank you, Lord." I said, "Do you believe it?" He said, "I do." I said, "Then take that steel off and stand up and walk." He started unstrapping it. Threw it off on the floor. I reached down. I got him by the hand. I said, "Get up." He bent his knees. And when he bent his knees, I said, "Get up." And I picked him up and he started standing. Oh, he said, "It hurts."
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Leave a Jesus Trail," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.